人能得富，
大富人得富，
阿爸咪是命多，
阿爸咪是命多，
穷为人是命多，
穷为人是命多，
抓个娃带。
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs. Hey guys, Matteo Riccelli here. Welcome to another episode of Matt Runs. We have two exciting guests with us today, this evening. Somebody that I'm really close to, actually. We train together, we run together, we work out together. And through the years, I've also gotten close to her son. He's amazing too. He's an amazing star athlete. He's hot, he's sexy, he's cuavo.
Because his name is Matt.
Yeah, his name is Matt, like mine also. So ladies and gentlemen, to my right, Diane Castillejo. What's up, Diane?
Hey, Matteo. Always How so good to see you.
Actually, you're the sexiest, Diane. My gosh, if people can see how you look, the abs, what you posted on Instagram 2 days ago with the abs.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, pandesal right there.
Oh, ano yan? Yeah. Pandemic thrill lang yan, you know? Trying to do something productive, di ba?
So, Diane Castillejo, to my left, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Castillejo. Castillejo, right?
No, Matthew Garcia.
Garcia. Diane Garcia and Matt Garcia.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Matt? How are you?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here, man. And exciting, man, because everybody talks to your mom, and now I want to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. So, it should be fun.
Yeah, you're the hot stuff, man. You go to Brent, you go to school abroad, you're a tennis player, that, you know, you're one of the best, becoming the best, and dude, so many women lining up for you.
I don't know about that, but I'm definitely have a good life because my mom really helps me, like, travel. She supports all my endeavors, so.
You're the only child, right?
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Amazing. Then, like, we know each other, Shepe. Everybody knows Dad Castellero's, you know, newscaster. The true Miss Philippines, eh?
No, I just cover Miss Universe. That's why.
Miss Universe. But, you know, Diane, a lot also know that you were part of the Philippine team in tennis back in the day.
Yeah, well, that was my life. I used to be an athlete.
A tennis player.
I was, number one in the Philippines. And then
Olympian?
During my time, wala pang tennis Olympics.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I played like Junior Wimbledon, US Open. Then I played SEA Games, Asian Games. So, I was representing the Philippines. That was my life. I was an athlete before I became a sports
That's how you got those
broadcaster.
Legs.
Running every day, you know, mornings. It's, you know,
She works out more than me.
Really? Yeah. Talk closer to the mic, just like you're kissing a girl. Have you kissed a girl?
Huh? No. I've never kissed a girl.
Liar.
Matt?
Seriously.
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
You haven't kissed a girl?
I don't know. Have I?
Because if you say you haven't kissed a girl, it might be a problem.
No.
So you've kissed a girl.
It's definitely not a problem, I guess.
Say yes, Matt.
So you've kissed a girl?
Yeah.
That's good. don't lick the mic, okay? Huh? Just go close it. Anyways, you have a cool mom, dude. I mean, if it's some other mom, we can't be talking like this, man. So you have an amazing mom.
I know. My husband used to tell me, you know, when I used to train with you guys in Forza, right? What do you think you are training with these 20-year-olds? I go, I think really young, diba? But then I said, no, I'm also close to the dad of Matteo. He's like my age. So
it was funny, guys, if people listening right now, then. Can I ask how young are you now?
Me?
Yeah. Are you open?
Matt, how old am I? How old do I tell you to say I am?
34.
I know. I said 38.
38.
No, but I'm over 50.
Wow.
So, are you like shocked or what?
No, I'm shocked.
Is that like bad?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Wait, can I take it back? Oh yeah, I'm over 50. I said it now.
That's amazing, Diane. Over 50 and you move, you act, you talk like this.
Why? What's wrong?
I mean, you're
50 ba should be handicap na?
No, naman. But you're solid, Diane Castellero, pandesal. Not abs, but pandesal.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know, Matt. What do you think? I think young, eh?
I think
just around sports.
She works out more than me. Like, she could probably outrun me, to be honest.
No. Doesn't your husband get tired?
Matt, answer the question.
My dad like tries to tell her to chill out, but like she doesn't know how to chill. Like she always needs to be doing something.
How does Tito, how does your husband cope up with this?
Basically, he just lets me do, you know. He knows someone I have to get up early, always work out.
Were you always like this, Dan, since you were a kid? Since you were Matt's age?
Because I was a tennis player, so automatic na going to school, I had to get up at 5:30, start training at 6 before, go to school 7:45, you know, finish at 2, do 4 hours tennis, go to the gym like that. So that was
Were you
pretty,
ever burnt out?
Oh, yeah. You have to take, you know.
Go through the cycle. Though.
Yeah, you have to go like peaks. If you have a tournament, you go more intense. Then you go light and you recover.
No,
like
but
that.
Did you ever personally have burnout faces like, oh shit, I don't want to play tennis now?
No.
You always loved the sport?
When I finally retired at 26, I said, I'm done.
You? I know, you're only 18 years old.
Yeah.
How old did you start?
5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you have to start young if you want to be a champion.
I only became serious when I was like 12 or 13.
From 12 to 18, bro, were there times that your mom would push you so hard that you said, fuck, I want
to
stop?
It's not like she pushed me too hard, but just like after like a really bad loss or something, like I've definitely had moments where I wanted to like stop playing tennis.
From a loss.
Yeah.
From a loss.
Because I was traveling a lot.
Yeah.
And like we're spending so much money. So I felt the pressure that like I needed to perform. Yeah. And so when I didn't do well, I would just say like I didn't want to play anymore because like, it's not worth it. I thought it wasn't worth it.
All right.
But then it's just a phase, you know, like after.
How do you kick yourself in the face and say continue?
You just need time, I think. Like, and obviously my mom helped me a lot also because she knows that I don't really want to quit. She knows I love tennis. So I just need time. And then after I go back to practice, I enjoy it again.
You're the only child, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, bro, looking at you, Aden, I just want to say, parang marami kami similarities. Eh. I start, Matt and I.
Okay.
Because I started racing. I was an athlete also. I started racing at 11 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Brent also. Matt's also from Brent.
Mm-hmm.
And Brent actually gave me like special treatment because I was always away from school. So after school, I had to go to the race. Track weekends I had to fly to a different country to race, right? And then I have to say, like me, I had burnout phases, bro. Like for example, in a weekend when I was training with my dad was pushing me so hard, dude, like super hard.
I can imagine
if I was like a second, 2 seconds off, my dad would just push me so hard. I got so pissed at times that I wanted to quit. Did you have moments like that? Not talagang Diane was like, ano ba yan? Ano ba? Why like this? Why like that?
Yeah, like for some reason, like
would you get pissed? Ma, stop it! Come on.
Yeah, no, like. For some reason, because she's my mom, like when she coaches me on the court, I get like extra aggravated for some reason. So like I sometimes I get really annoyed when she tells me things. But then I just have to remember that she's actually much better a tennis player than me.
Is she?
She was, yeah.
I can train you this weekend. I can show you the skills.
No, like one time, okay, I'll tell you.
So I played with you, right?
Yeah, you did. You have a, wait, let's see, your forehand's better? Yeah, your forehand's better.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty good. Very, like he'll get to every ball.
Yeah, I can show you a good forehand. Yeah.
She said you can beat me by now already.
I'll give you a good match.
Well, I'll tell you about the burnout thing. So, because I also traveled.
No, but if you want tips, just ask.
Yeah.
No.
Because I also traveled and played ITF junior tennis around the world to get world ranking points. I mean, I know how tough it is. So, I knew exactly what he was going through. I wouldn't go with him all the time. But, like, you know, in tennis, when you win, it's so galang, sarap, diba? But when you lose, oh my gosh, like, all these things, like the whole world's weight. So, one time he was like, he played a tournament in Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, talagang, he didn't really like that place. Like,
why?
I don't know. There was just like
it was just so bad, like the courts were horrible and like I just didn't,
it was
I played
slippery,
so bad.
Yeah. So he was like, when he called me like 3 a.m. time difference, mom, get me a ticket, I'm out of here, I'm done. Oh, just like he was like screaming. I could feel the, you know, that kind of voice. I go, okay, Matt, don't worry, I'll get you a ticket. Okay, say what time, gonna get like that. But so many times like that, and you feel like as a parent about like, wow, 1 second. But I mean, I'd like to think I was strong, pero parang never naman yung, because I know how bad it can be if somebody talks bad at you, like negative. So I would really try to be encouraging, push, but yet pag talo, I would always try to be encouraging as much as possible. Mm. Because I know how horrible it feels when you're out in another world, you're alone, and then you lose.
Why don't you go? Why don't you go with him?
Well, I couldn't always go because I have work. Yeah, but I went to him. I went with him a lot. Like,
what's the best advice your mom gave you, bro? When you were alone there in Morocco or in a different country with a woman beside you? No, seriously. What's the best advice Diane told you?
I think it's not more than advice, but like I think like she's a very hard worker.
Okay.
And so I try to like be like her in that way when I'm abroad and try to do all the right things. So like I try to emulate her in that sense.
Who do you want to be like, your mom or your dad?
I think, I mean, they're both like great. So I mean, I think there's some things I want to be like my mom. Like I want to be like hardworking and like strive for my dreams and stuff. And also like my dad, like he's very smart. And so I also want to like pursue a good career.
Wait, you got 3.8 GPA, yeah? Graduated with headmaster. What's that? Headmaster ba?
You did?
Yeah, I got headmaster.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I graduated Brent with honors, dude.
Despite being absent, how many days? 50 up.
Dude, the same.
No, like, my grade 9 and 10, I missed like maybe 2 months of school.
Dude, the same, dude. I almost got kicked out, dude.
Yeah, they gave us like the letters and everything saying like, you got this much absences, like we're gonna...
Dude,
like,
the same, but you still graduated headmaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we're the same. I know what your secret was.
What?
Sip, sip.
Yeah, you have to be nice to the teachers.
Dude, I'll be honest with you guys. My whole Brent life, my whole high school life, I'm not the smartest kid, dude. I'm not smart or anything. So that day in graduation day in Brent, we were all in one line, my buddies. And then they're calling all the smart people. Diane Castillejo, honor roll. Ganito, ganito. And then my friends were always saying, Matteo Grichelli, Matteo Grichelli, Matteo Grichelli. So I was going to get insulted because everybody knew I wasn't honor roll material, Diane, man. So I was like, guys, shut up. Matteo Grichelli. we all looked left and right, and they really called my name. Jan Mateo Vittorio Fernandez.
No,
nobody expected. My own role did not expect.
PR lang. You got it through PR.
Brains. So, dude, I stood up. I got the honor roll.
Hey, athletes are smart. I believe athletes are smart.
So, I always go by the saying, Diane, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Mm. Winning's winning.
For sure, a win's a win.
Boom. So, let me start with Diane first. What's your goal and dream for Matt?
I know he loves tennis. So, I just, you know, now he's done with his ITF junior career. Mm-hmm. So, I'm happy he got a tennis scholarship in college in a Division I school in New York, in Hofstra University. He got into a good business school. So, I'm just...
Is it the tennis you're excited for or the girls in New York?
No comment.
Okay. So sana let's just say tennis for your mom.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. He should like girls as long as they help him lift you up.
For sure.
I mean,
get you inspired about
what
it.
A cool so mom helps you lift you up. For sure.
I mean, they're not going to bring you down.
No, I just said that he'll, because he loves hitting the ball. I just hope that in college, he's going off to college. Yeah. And so that he'll develop his game to the highest level, because I can see how much he loves to hit his forehand, his backhand, his serve, and that he'll be able to play, you know, do well for his school, and then also play some pro tournaments sana after, if he can grow a little bit taller. And then also, because he loves...
Milk. And you know the other one.
He's really interested in business now, so I'm excited about you know, what the ideas that God will give him when he goes to school. And yeah, I just pray that God will give him some good dreams in sports and other life.
Olympics.
I think
he's too short.
No. Olympics. How do you qualify for the Olympics tennis? Pala?
I don't think Philippines has ever made it.
We don't have. So what's your tournament that you can, you know, your dream tournament to be in? Wimbledon.
Yeah, like obviously, if I can play pros,
play with Serena Williams,
and play like those, play those big tournaments, that'll be great. But I also want to play like Davis Cup for the Philippines, like represent them in the Davis Cup, because that's like a really big thing.
Nice. Sea Games, like that,
Sea Games, Asian, yeah.
So you're 18 now. What age should you be able to play in the Sea Games before you're like past?
Well, I really want to do it like.
When's the goal?
Like in the next 2 to 3 years, hopefully, okay. Or like when I'm done with college for sure.
Okay.
There's no age naman. You can be young, but right now there are men players here that are way better than him, of course. So really? That are in the Sea Games team. Yeah. So he has to develop his game pa, and then maybe after college, or maybe on third, hopefully in your third year or fourth year of college. Because the NCAA Division I college tennis is really tough. Like
really?
Super tough. You really grow up there. There's
like,
no,
like the Americans are so like cocky, you know, so you have to be like mentally tough. There. Like
no umpire, you have to call your own shots.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll teach you. I'll give you a tip or two.
Makes you, makes
dude,
you really grow up.
Explain to me a day in the Garcia Castillejo house.
In our house?
Yeah. Explain to me a day. What time do you wake up? How do you wake up? How do you eat? How do you guys bond?
Well, is that pre-pandemic now or what?
Now that I'm done with school, I'm just focusing on my tennis and just trying to get like everything sorted out for college.
So like what time do you wake up?
Usually I wake up like at 8 in the morning. Like I eat, then I probably train in the morning. And then after training, I come home, have lunch. And then usually I want to like hang out with my friends in the afternoon because I know I'm not going to see them
right.
Like when I leave. And then, or maybe I go hang out with my mom, like if she swims or something.
Right.
Like,
let me guess
what
your mom's schedule is.
What? Workout.
Wakes up.
The whole day.
Jumping jacks. Works out.
Wait, Saj. Kau rin naman ganyan eh.
Not Saj. She works out 24/7.
No, yeah.
Even before sleeping, she does like 5 push-ups. So Diane, you grew up as a tennis player. Did you dive into different sports?
My first sport was, I was into swimming. Like I competed when I was super young. And then pelota. And then tennis na.
Pelota?
You know what pelota
is? Yeah, but how? Why? How?
Because like in the club, there was no tennis. I don't know, at that time uso yung pelota. And then...
I don't even know what that is.
That's like showing my age. But anyway, then palota, then... Oh, football pala. I tried also football. Because my dad...
You do other sports aside from tennis? Or tennis just like, rules your world?
When I was young, I played...
Tennis and girls.
When I was young, I played like golf, football, tennis.
Nice.
What else? I swam also. But then, like my two favorite sports are tennis and football. Because my whole like Garcia side of the family plays football.
Really?
So like I can still play with them. Like every now and then.
Well, until age 13, he was actually doing 3 times a week tennis, 3 times a week football. Then he would play football tournaments and tennis tournaments. So he wasn't really winning in both. So I remember one time he told me, like, I think you were like about 12 or 13. I go, Mom, I got to do tennis every day. I go, why? Because I got to start my career. I remember you said that. I'm like, wow. I actually didn't want him to be a tennis player because it's so hard. We were really trying to push him to football because I wanted...
Right.
No, but it's true. Did I ever?
No, no, they didn't pressure me. Like, I actually really wanted to play tennis.
Yeah,
like, I wish you all the best, man. I wish you all the best. You're still 18 years old. You have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Dude, your body's hard. No, seriously speaking, dude. I think
train
like
with
a,
Matt.
You're like a chick magnet right now. Dude, I wish you all the best, man. Just take your time and be focused with your goal, man. Don't let anything distract you. And I understand what you're going through. Like, sometimes you say, I want to hang out with friends because I'm not going to see them anymore. I'm not going to see... Dude, today, you have Facebook, you have Instagram. You're going to see them anytime you want.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to have romantic time, there's FaceTime.
What?
No, but seriously speaking, Matt, dude. I mean, I remember those days now. My dad wouldn't allow me to hang out with my peers then, my other racing friends, because all of them, Mark Bumgarner, Marlo Stockinger, every night before the race, a day before, they played Ding Dong Ditch in the hotels. They'd go around. And me, I wasn't allowed. I had to go to bed at 8 p.m. because Papa would get mad at me. And I'd be so pissed at Papa. But today, I really am thankful. Now, I was the one that went to bed early. I was the one in the racetrack first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, enjoy, but you know, focus on your tennis, man. I wish you all the best, man. I hope you can represent and
do everything. Thanks so much, yeah.
And dude, I think the girl thing, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Why did you have like a hot girl in your screen?
Because that's like the girl I want, but then like...
on your phone.
Who's the girl you want?
No, there's just like some girl from like TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
You got there, and how does it feel knowing that Matt's a grown-up kid, you know, he's good-looking, his body's hard. And
well, like I said...
Guaranteed, there's women out there.
No, for sure. Him. I mean, I'm, of course, a person who believes that you have to be dedicated, so you have to make sacrifices.
So how's
right?
the distraction of women? What's your
my
tip?
Policy yeah. is...
No, not your policy. Your recommendation.
My recommendation.
Wala ka ng policy. He can do what he wants to do.
My recommendation is not to have one specific. I want him to have a lot of girlfriends.
Collect.
Maram. I say, because it's so nice. It's
sounds
so
good to me, man.
What if you get somebody pregnant?
Ay, no naman.
No, what if? What if?
I hope not. No, I always tell him to think about, you know, what's the right thing to do in God's eyes, naman. We brought him up like that. So, okay. But we always told him that if ever you make a mistake,
no, Matt's shaking for our listeners right now. His eyebrows are shaking.
If ever he makes a mistake, I've always told him it's better not to hide it. It's better to tell us, because then we can help you.
Own up,
and
dude.
We will always back you up.
Amen.
But good values, ka pa naman. I'm always proud of you.
Obviously, values and proper doing it properly is the best way.
But yes.
Obviously, focus and everything. But if everybody's not perfect, I have friends there that got women pregnant, and you know, today the kid's 10 years old or whatever, and it's a gift, right? It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, but at the right time. Yeah. Everything at the right time.
So, how you're 49 now?
50 plus.
Okay, 50 plus.
Yeah.
What age do you want to be a grandma?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who's sino pa ba?
Hindi ko pa naisip yun eh.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of trying to send Matthew off to college. And
so what if? Let's play what if game.
What if what?
Let's play
I
what
don't like
game.
This game.
Let's play a what if game. So when are you leaving for college?
Probably August.
August, yeah. Okay. New York, right?
Yeah.
New York. Leaves for college, August. You say goodbye to Chet.
I'll bring him. We're going to set him up, hopefully, okay. God willing.
When are you coming back?
Probably Christmas. I'm
what if? Him. What if? Comes back. Ma.
Huh? Anong ma? Can you not put any ideas to his head?
But that's interesting, right?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Matthew, can you answer? Say
no,
something.
No, but on a serious note, man, focus on your sport, dude, because you have a lifelong time. You have so much time to do. You have so much time to be successful. And I know you're going to be successful. You just shot your first endorsement the other week. You look super sexy, by the way.
I think it's not for me.
Okay, guys, let's take a wee break. But in the meantime, when we come back, let's talk more about distractions in sports and the women and your plans and your goals and what you want to be and what you want to do in the future. Right?
Okay, Mateo and Matt one-on-one after para I don't have to listen.
Yeah. I'll show you modernized strokes. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you very much. We'll take a break.